In the past, people spoke about the music of this forest. Because if we only see it as a
craziness you're trying to flow.
LSD.
Right.
You know, there's a funny that I also heard that, you know, the fact that the guy sort of embraces drug use, there's a kind of PC thing, obviously, these drugs, the fact that the crazy guy who's a mental institution, is
responsible for administering LSD.
Yeah, I mean, he celebrates it. There's something kind of, wonderful, especially because he's nuts. And it sort of lets you do something that cannot be considered, acceptable yet.
That's sort of funny. Started talking more and more about it, it felt like it needed something else to ground it, an access point for the audience.
Well, I remember, you know, there were so many iterations of kind of what we wanted to do.
Yeah, many.
This whole thing, you know,
categories.
I'm trying to follow it. But I remember, you know, when I first, you know, sort of, kind of switching over, I thought, you know, I knew I was going to get some vague ideas, but it was something that was really one of those I discussed with things where
if you manage the team,
it was so much more fun. With you guys. And so I remember when I called you, I was like, yeah, please do the show with me. Come on, this would be awesome. And when we started talking about, well, what would we want to do? What would the show be? And,
I think it's time for some intracranial penetration.
Feel a little sting when the needle penetrates.
Not remotely.
More than the needle.
Why?
Those words. I'm sure I've heard
them
before.
Try and keep it as brief as possible.
I remember that it was Christina. She was a patient.
Hold very
here?
Still.
No.
I know what you mean.
She was a full-time patient. Being there since she was a child. She was a strange one. Whenever anything, any kind of show was laid on, she became scared. She'd run away and hide.
Help! It's a little more fun.
And obviously, this is also taking calls.
No, no,
so,
no.
I don't want to go. Hello, we're going to do this for a second. Just crazy.
Yeah.
don't you call me at home. Please don't come knocking at night. Please never ring on the phone. Your manners are never quite right. Please take the favors I grant. Courtesy and look, not too long, just a little. Don't want you part of my world. Just you and my backstreet girl. Just you and my backstreet girl.
For example, when we discover what happens to us, or when she's chased by her. pressure extends to Laura herself, crushingly emphasizing her choice of melody. Her questions if she is a construct of life. And the soundtrack reminds her of this, turning her antagonistic as Laura progresses. If there's one song you remember from the film, it's probably this one. Rhythmic, distorted drums and unpredictable strings are resoundingly unsettling, each gritty note expressing otherness and trepidation. The song conveys the inevitability and existence of Laura's subjectivity. And the effect for the audience is that despite the graphic nudity, these scenes aren't sexual in nature, but instead disturbing. The hypnotic walk and detached stare invoke a primal sense of fear above the house, perhaps due to their performative falseness echoed in how the song is constructed. It's interesting that a version of this song also plays during the final scenes, which takes place at the beach. Laura passively witnesses a terrifying drowning and a failed rescue. This is the first moment in the film where Laura has empathy to hear from the swimmer, but she isn't able to process it, and so her violent reaction seems not sensible, which is where the song begins. Laura kills the swimmer, but it's unclear why. Is she behaving in accordance with her programming, or perhaps trying to help her? Drown her body across the beach, and for that matter, why do you need it? Her jarring apathy for the abandoned baby shows how far detached she is from the human experience. It's like her actions communicated or at the very least, an interest. The creeping, seductive soundtrack supports this notion, only this time it's Laura begins to experience more of the depth of human behavior. At first, it will be foreign and overwhelming, like the nightmare, which is like a complete sense of overwhelming. Even her stalking becomes intercut with more and more candor, observing, for example, focusing not just on men, but women.
began 60 years ago. Two bicycle makers from Dayton dreamed, sweated, and one day produced a machine that feebly carried a man along for a distance of 212 feet. Stayed airborne for 17 seconds. The X-15 is one quarter the length of the Wright brothers' first flight. The working prelude to man's eventual controlled flight into the solar system.
Urge you to listen to these instructions carefully and follow them just as you are told.
skills.
Here's the story about a little guy that lived in a blue world.
And failure doesn't become failure.
right here is an actual test flight of the X-15. Successfully completed a short while ago. Our voices are actual. All things are as they occur.
Thank you. fin tucked under the starboard wing protectively.
Thank you. your stuff.
Ubiquitous rant modes, and I'm telling you, Doug, the trances are coming easier now.